Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. I'm Aidan O'Donnell, still sitting in for Susan Owensby, who's on leave recovering from knee surgery. But until she gets back, keep tuning in every week. I'll be here to keep you up to date on the quizzes. So, let's get to it. On the 20th of May, we asked you a dinosaur question. That week, paleontologist Darla Zielinski and her colleagues at the University of Calgary in Alberta, Canada, made a long-sought-after discovery. For 25 years, researchers have been trying to solve the mystery of Baby Louie, a 90-million-year-old fossilized dinosaur embryo. Baby Louie was found among a clutch of eggs in Henan province in central China in the 1990s, and scientists ever since have been trying to figure out what laid the eggs. To no avail, until mid-May when Dr. Zielinski and her team linked the orphaned dinosaurs with their prehistoric lineage. And that was your question. You were to write in with the name of the dinosaur species which were the parents of Baby Louie and the other eggs found in that nest in Henan province in central China in the 1990s. So the answer is, Baby Louie and its kin belong to a group of large, bird-like dinosaurs known as giant oviraptorosaurs. They resembled ostriches and cassowaries, another flightless bird, but were about as heavy as a rhino and as tall as an elephant. Not exactly your charming red-breasted robin. Baby Louie is the first discovered member of a new species of giant oviraptorosaur called Bibelong sinensis, which roughly means Chinese baby dragon. So the winners this week are... Long-time RFI Listeners Club member Behzad Payanda from Tehran, Iran, and Saidul Islam, who's a member of the Niltigor RFI fan club in Nilfamari, Bangladesh. Hailing from Naugaon in Bangladesh, Lovely Katon, a member of the Lolona Listeners Club. And there's Yo Agyako Atua from Kumasi, Ghana. And finally, Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois, in the United States. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. The question this week is about the relationship between China and Taiwan and the One China policy. This week, another country changed diplomatic allegiance from Taiwan to China, leaving Taiwan with only about 20 countries in its diplomatic sphere. So I have two questions for you. One, which country established diplomatic ties with China this week? And two, what is the One China policy? Here's a hint. Our colleague Jan van der Maat wrote a good article about it, which you can find on our website on the Asia Pacific page. Again, two parts to the quiz this week. One, which country established diplomatic ties with China this week? And two, what is the One China policy? You have until July 10th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 15th of July to see if your answers won a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
That's all for this week's Sound Kitchen. Many thanks to my colleagues for helping me put the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep the cards and the letters and the emails and the text messages coming. And tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45 and 16:45 Universal Time. I'm Aidan O'Donnell. Talk to you next week.